Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Thank you. I thought maybe you weren't pointing, but you did.
Yeah, I can point with my left arm again, so we're all good.
How's it going, Brandon?
It's going.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Beer.
Yeah, you know what kind?
I think it's Trees Don't Move is what it's called.
Yeah, from our local brewery.
It's hoppy.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Well, it's from last week, and I just didn't open the growler.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still good. I have a nice
strong growler.
Mm-hmm. Good seal on it, but yeah, it's a little bit not super fresh out of the tap, so
right.
It's a little stronger than I'm used to.
Yeah, usually you get it and you drink it like the same night or mm-hmm. maybe the next day, but like, yeah. I am drinking something special.
Are you?
I am. Brandon made me homemade apple cider again.
Again? Wow.
I don't know if I've ever gotten two in a season before. I'm excited.
I think you have, actually.
Don't remember. I should have more in there.
Oh, my goodness.
So
someone spoiled.
Apple cider cooking down all day, and now I'm having my homemade apple cider.
Delicious.
Yes.
Not really.
You put a bunch of apples and cinnamon sticks and other stuff in it.
I don't like apple cider, but I make it for you because mm-hmm. I'm just that nice.
He is. I was very subtle this morning when I was making coffee. I like went and got the slow cooker out. I set it up and I plugged it in, put the bag of apples right beside it.
Very subtle, yes.
Yeah, I'm subtle. And I put pumpkin Captain Morgan's in this one with it.
Yum.
It's very festive.
Yeah,
for autumn and Christmas and everything.
It's kind of that in between fall, Christmas season.
Yeah.
We don't have the Thanksgiving in November, so it's kind of a weird in-betweener
We start Christmas earlier.
Yeah.
Basically. And I think tomorrow, speaking of, Halloween's coming down tomorrow.
Yeah, our pumpkins look like
they're dead. Yeah, they died. Mm-hmm. Which means Christmas goes up.
Yay.
We did actually put the Christmas tree lights on today, but only as an experiment. We want to see if our kitten will attack it or not. Bren.
So far, so good, but...
Fingers crossed it stays so far, so good.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. Who knows? Kittens are wild.
Do you have a nerd thing this week?
I do!
Mm-hmm.
This weekend was BlizzCon,
ooh.
And if you've been listening to my nerd things, I'm kind of into different Blizzard games, and there's been a lot of news, because it's BlizzCon, and yeah.
Anything stands out to you in terms of news? The most.
They announced the titles for the next three World of Warcraft expansions, which is kind of crazy. Never
right.
done anything like that before. They're at a lot of people. Well, a lot of people, me, and I did watch one streamer talking about it. Likened it to the world building and future planning of the Marvel style. They're doing a whole saga type of thing with a link through storyline. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's literally the first thing you said when you were watching that, because I watched with you some coverage. Anything else stand out to you that you're really excited about with BlizzCon news?
They also announced a Diablo expansion, but we kind of knew that there wasn't like a
right.
ton of news about it. It's a little far away.
Well, you said it's like late 2024.
Yeah,
right?
it's a year away, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you?
My nerd thing. We played D&D last night.
Yeah, we did.
Well, yesterday afternoon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm playing a character that's so completely opposite of me that it's like really fun to do. I'm playing a drow priestess. My last character was very much like me. It was a gnome bard. So this is something totally different.
Yeah. It was an interesting session. We went the whole time without getting into any battles.
Which is crazy. Yeah, it was kind of a shoe. You normally play once a month, and this one was shoehorned in. We had someone who, like, joined us temporarily and has to go, and so we were trying to do as many sessions as possible with him. So,
yeah,
it was super fun, but yeah. And I guess my only other nerd thing is the taking down Halloween and putting up Christmas.
Cool.
Yeah. Before we go any further, though, speaking of nerd things, we're also packing because we are going on a trip.
Yay! I like trips.
Me too. I was asked at work if I always have a vacation booked and planned, and I was like, yeah, basically.
Or at least thinking about one.
Yeah, like mentally planned, maybe.
Not necessarily booked. but
mm-hmm.
always thinking about the mm-hmm. next trip, basically.
Basically, yeah. So I just may as well say now, we are not going to have an episode next week.
Yeah, we're
going to be traveling.
We're going to travel. This is going to be like a twofer, because I got like a pretty big chunky news segment and mm-hmm. like a discussion topic on that. Okay. I almost thought about breaking it up and having a nice clickbaity title about it, but we'll just make a longer episode. Tide you over for an extra week.
Deal. Well, we're going to give you an extra week anyway, because when we do come back, we're going to be talking about Loki, so that we do like to give a little bit of time for people to catch up on episodes and everything anyway, so... This is your warning on that.
Yeah, we'll have to catch up on Loki, because we're going to miss the last episode.
Exactly. do you have a Better Know a Listener?
I do. Mm-hmm. This one's going to be quick. But it's an interesting...
Well, I'm very curious about this clickbaity news you have.
Yeah.
So.
It's an interesting little town here.
Mm-hmm.
Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, okay. Joplin. Like Janis?
I guess. Not really.
No, okay.
It's an old mining town. They found some lead lead and zinc. They mined a lot. Mm-hmm. So that was like the big industry there. It's not on a river, unlike most of. We're not like that's not like the main feature of it anyway. It's probably close to a river. But yeah,
it was mining. I said I was gonna challenge you to find one not on a body of water.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. So it's the mining that made the town.
Right.
So there's like a bunch of mining museums and stuff. And it also apparently gets hit by really big tornadoes.
Oh, I was going to say like us, because we live in an old mining town. We do not get hit by big tornadoes.
No. There was one like early in the 30s or something that was like a really big disaster. But then in 2011, mm-hmm. so fairly recently, it got hit by an F5. And
that's
like,
not good.
Absolutely obliterated, major disaster. There was like a state of emergency. Obama went and visited there and stuff. Yeah, it's like this really big thing. If you ever saw Twister, an F5, that's not that's scary.
Yeah, is that the one that made the cow fly?
The cow was in the middle of the movie. The big climax is the F5. That's
the cow flew before the F5.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, you don't remember Twister.
No, I don't. I don't.
But yeah, that was the big climax with like a mega tornado.
Right. Wow.
And I'm pretty sure Twister was a documentary, so we
pretty sure
the science in that was like spot on.
Basically, exactly right.
But the other really interesting thing about this town is Bonnie and Clyde actually hid out there.
Really?
Back in when they were on the run and such and so forth. So they also have a Bonnie and Clyde museum.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Pretty cool, yeah.
I always find Bonnie and Clyde stuff like really interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the famous movie, of course, in my film studies class, and then the kids all researched like, you know, what is fact and fiction is. As much as people know, of course, right?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, how is it now, do we know?
Like, what do you mean? Like, recovered from
that?
Yeah. I mean,
2011 wasn't that long ago, really.
No, it wasn't. A bunch of money was poured into it for rebuilding efforts. And
good.
They actually have a big industry around hosting conferences and stuff like that. Apparently, there's, like, a lot of hotels and things like that. So...
Tourism money always helps.
Kind of tourism, but
visitors anyway.
Business tourism. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Business tourism's
a
thing. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Okay.
Seems like
Joplin,
an interesting...
Missouri. If you are listening from Joplin, Missouri, congratulations! You are the first non-body of water town Brandon has picked.
Yeah.
So send us a message so we know what else is cool about Joplin, Missouri, and if you recommend the Bonnie and Clyde Museum or
the mining museum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's head to the news. I'm dying to know about this clickbait item you have. Disney A News Update.
We're going to save that for the end of the news, though.
Oh, that's fine.
Because there's a big discussion.
Okay, that's fine. I don't have any huge news items, so let's just run through mine super quickly. It's a Small World is closed temporarily right now. This isn't a surprise. They're getting their holiday overlay ready, right? There's a lot of holiday merch and a lot of, more decorations. However, shockingly, there's a lot of Halloween stuff still up right now, so...
Yeah, we were watching a tour video today of California Adventure, and they still had a ton of stuff up, and I don't know when exactly it was filmed, but, like, in the last couple of days,
yeah,
at most. And so like November 2nd or something, yeah, like that, and they still had a bunch of Halloween stuff, yeah, out, which is kind of weird, but
it was a little jarring to see how big some of the stuff is. Like, we're not talking about just like a few things, like the bats in the belfry from in DCA were still out and everything. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they had taken down like the Headless Horseman and
Oogie
the big
Boogie,
and
yeah,
the big Oogie Boogie up, yeah, front, which that's good because
totally
that would be very jarring.
Yeah.
But
all the bats and everything,
like,
are still
a lot
hanging
of work to, yeah, to go to transfer everything.
I mean,
over.
I do understand DCA is more Halloween, Disneyland proper is more Christmas, and they have started decorating there for Christmas. But yeah, it seems like it's a little behind in the undecorating. Speaking of stuff going on at DCA, Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead celebration, that is still going on at DCA.
They have a big tie-in with Coco for
exactly
that now.
Exactly,
so
that's
that
what
makes,
I was going to say, yeah.
Makes sense. And that is November 1st, the
yep
actual Day of the Dead, so that's fine by me. You can have that,
yeah,
for like a week or so. And
exactly.
Then transition to Christmas.
Yeah, that's a nice in-between. The other big news was that merchandise and full menu items have been unveiled for the Festival of Holidays, but I'm going to be talking about that in our main topic.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's just like merch, more merch.
Yeah, basically. It's Christmas merch season.
And also the Marvels merch is hit out. So we have a new Marvels movie coming very soon. And then the other news that I don't know if it's going to touch on or not, but we just watched the Echo trailer.
It will be touched on, yes.
Okay. So, yeah. That,
and so will the Marvels, yes.
Well, okay. So, you know what? Are we good to transition to that then?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I didn't have any big news. I had lots of news last week, though.
So, yeah, I kind of thought that maybe we could, like, the big clickbaity thing I'm talking about that we could have done is whole episode on, is the MCU over? Like, are people tired of Marvel?
So I think we should talk about this now, but we should actually do an episode down the road, maybe as we see the Marvels and that kind of stuff a little bit more.
Yeah, we can touch on it again, but I'd like to have a decent discussion about it right now.
Please do.
So the writer's strike has been ongoing, or
yes,
like, and it just wrapped up like a couple weeks ago. They finally came to an agreement. It's all ratified and everything. The actors, the Screen Actors Guild strike, is still ongoing, and they were having a little bit more trouble solving it than I thought.
Right, I remember we discussed
but it
that.
That is trending like within the next week or so is the current news. So
okay,
that's some good news. And with that being the last piece to solve before they can start churning out content again in earnest, and that looking good now, a lot of news has come out about the current status of the MCU and
right,
all the projects. Like, they of course announce a bunch of stuff ahead of time,
yeah,
and the strikes have impacted those plans, and there's been a lot of creative differences and things like that. So the one rumor I'm hearing, they had a Wonder Man show planned.
Oh, okay.
We're
hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's apparently just been canceled.
It's just been
like,
out.
No,
okay.
Just,
oh, I do remember hearing that,
yeah,
actually. Okay.
And Wonder Man is like, he's kind of like an actor superhero, was like his hook. There was an Easter egg where Nathan Fillion was Wonder Man on some posters,
yeah,
in the Guardians
that's right
of the Galaxy.
That's right. I do
as like a
that
joke.
That was the holiday special, wasn't it?
Something like,
yeah,
that. Anyway, they're apparently going to steer away from that, which is probably a good idea.
Right.
But they've been having a lot of problems, the MCU. The latest news is the tracking for the Marvels, which is coming out right away.
Yep.
Is
which I want to see. It looks good.
On pace to be the lowest opening for a Marvel film ever.
Really?
Including Eternals, which was not good.
No.
And so it's not looking up. They're blaming a lot of it on the fact of the strikes. They haven't been able to promote it at all. Like,
right,
like have the actresses do anything,
yeah,
any press or anything, which I'm sure doesn't help. But I think this one was a bit of a tough sell anyway.
Look at Captain Marvel.
No, Captain Marvel, the movie itself was okay. A lot of people didn't like the character.
Well, and a lot of people
various reasons.
That's when all the politics got involved with boycotting it before they ever saw it.
Yeah, there was like there was review bombing, a lot of misogynistic stuff, whatever. There's a lot of reasons for that, right or wrong. The movie was, like, fine.
Yeah.
But it also piggybacked a lot off. It came out in between Infinity War and Endgame.
Yes.
When, like, the MCU was at its peak. And so it still did well.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a lukewarm reception, and people don't really like the character. I liked Ms. Marvel, but a lot of people, I think that was, like, one of the least watched shows on Disney Plus.
And to be, like, we both really liked Ms. Marvel, but we were kind of lukewarm on even watching it. And I know a lot of Marvel fans who didn't watch it because they, for the same reasons, it looked like it was geared towards, like, junior high girls and stuff.
And it was a little bit younger, but it was still a fun,
totally
fun show. I don't know. Anyway, that doesn't really surprise me.
And?
But there's big alarm bells there. Because it might be, like, the first out-and-out bomb. Like, even the Eternals kind of, like, was
open. Not only that, though, but Monica Rambeau, who's the third in this. Mm-hmm. So you have Ms. Marvel, who was leading her own show, sure, but still a show.
Yeah.
And then Monica Rambeau was not even leading her own show.
Yeah, she was a
side character in a show.
Side character of a side character, B-plot.
Yeah.
Weird. Anyway. So, I don't know.
Hard sell is basically
it's a hard sell. Maybe if it's actually good, it can, like, have a bit more legs than Marvel stuff traditionally has. But we'll see. That's movie going is down in general. So it is a harder thing to compare unless you have something like Barbenheimer that really gets people excited.
Right, right. But I mean, writer strike or no, that was all advertising. I get it was social media advertising. It was, like, people doing the advertising for them. But a lot of it is advertising, right?
Yeah. Anyway, so the movies in Phase 4 haven't been that exciting. Mm-hmm. Like, people were lukewarm on Ant-Man. People were lukewarm on a lot of the projects.
Guardians was a
high point. People did like Spider-Man. Some people didn't, though. Like, anyway.
But even those people forget about, right? They're like, oh, Phase 4 is like, nah. Mm-hmm. But then you're talking about some of these ones, and they're like, oh, yeah, no, that was fine, or that was good, but it doesn't have the impact.
And then the other argument is that the Disney Plus content cycle has really, like, tired people out. The superhero fatigue is really setting in with that amount. If you look at the amount of hours in the MCU by phase, you go Phase 1, there's, what, six movies or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. You go to Phase 4, and it's, like, more hour, like, content by hours than the rest of the phases combined kind of thing. So I can see that. And the quality has been a little uneven. I've mostly liked everything. Yep. But it's like, just, like, okay a lot of the time. We're watching Loki right now, and both seasons of that have been good.
Yep, I like them.
But there's been some downer episodes in that, like, too. So, I don't know.
Literally, episode two.
And the other news that is coming out that's very negative is they've basically started from scratch on Blade.
Really?
Yeah, they fired everyone.
Okay.
Just kind of like they did with the Daredevil show.
I was just going to say, was this another Daredevil situation?
Okay. So this is a movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've fired all the creative people, the writer, the director, starting over. Apparently Mahershala Ali, who was playing Blade, was, like, this close to walking away.
Really?
He didn't like the direction of where it was going, and the rumor is that Blade himself was going to be the fourth lead in the movie, and was going to focus on his daughter.
No.
Yeah. And they are trying to focus on younger characters as they try to explore what the world, the universe is like after the Avengers and all that, but
You don't have to exclusively focus on younger people.
Can bring, like, some of the new characters have been great. I've enjoyed a lot of the new characters.
Ms. Marvel, speaking of.
Yeah. But you don't make a new Blade movie and, like, have Blade play fourth fiddle. That's so silly.
Yeah, no.
Especially not with, like, an Mahershala amazing Ali and he's an amazing actor, so talented, like in serious roles, obviously won an Oscar and everything, yeah. But he was really good in the Netflix Luke Cage. He was the villain in that first season of Luke Cage, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. So that's where that is at.
That was originally supposed to be coming out this fall. Like, let's just remember that as well.
And then they're having problems with Jonathan Majors. They don't know. And then the rumors were that they're going to maybe thinking about pivoting to having Doctor Doom take over as being the big bad.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they might have thought about it briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the current plan is to wait until his trial.
Yeah.
And
innocent until proven guilty.
And if he is convicted and it's a big problem, then just recast.
Yeah,
and
maybe
stick with Kang. You can do it as a variant thing and it'll be fine. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
But yeah, things are not going very well.
Mm-hmm. Can we blame Bob Chapek?
Well,
I'm
not
assuming.
It's not Lucasfilm, so you can't blame Kathleen Kennedy. On the Star Wars side of things, that's who it takes the fall for all the Star Wars problems. We did just watch the new trailer for the next Marvel thing after the Marvels.
Yes.
Echo. And there's some interesting news on that, which might show their current plans with what they're going to do with Disney Plus shows and some of the smaller stuff. They are, first of all, like we said before, it was supposed to be like this year or December or something that they were going to dump it all at once. I think that's still the plan. But they're calling this release a Marvel Spotlight series.
Okay.
And they kind of explained, there's a quote here talking about it. Echo will be the first series under the Marvel Spotlight banner. Marvel Spotlight gives us a platform to bring more grounded, character-driven stories to the screen. In the case of Echo, focusing on street-level stakes over larger MCU continuity.
Okay. Okay. Because that is one thing that I keep hearing is people are like, I don't want to watch 50 million shows
so
to watch the next movie.
It's tough because you don't want to watch a bunch of things. Like, that is a tough, like, if you're not a Marvel super fan, you're not absorbing absolutely every piece of content.
It's true.
Each layer kind of makes that barrier to entry a lot higher.
Yeah.
And those, like, the Legends on Disney Plus, and they've started releasing them on YouTube for free as well.
Nice.
Only do so much, right?
They do, like, help, though.
They do help.
We do recommend
they do
them.
Help. They're comparing it. They do this in the comics. They have, like, a Spotlight comic. They say you don't have to read, like, the Avengers or the Fantastic Four to enjoy a Ghost Rider Spotlight comic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like a standalone story.
Right.
It does technically take place in the same universe.
Right, and there might be some overlap, but, like, it can totally stand on its
you
own.
So they're going to... You won't have to have watched the Hawkeye series to watch Echo is, I guess, what they're trying to say, even though it's, like, literally a direct continuation of it, judging from the trailer. But they'll probably have, like, a flashback recap or something, and then it'll be fine.
So you're like, you got enough from there.
So people are like, okay, are the any Disney Plus stuff, is that going to be less tied
to the films?
Is that the direction they're going? I don't know. Loki seems like it's going to be pretty darn tied to, like, the Kang Dynasty, assuming that goes ahead as planned, right?
That's
so
true.
I don't know. It's tough to say, but is there too much Marvel now? What do you think? I mean, we're probably not the people
to
ask. We
are, like, very biased because we love Marvel. I can see the argument for there being too much Marvel, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, that's a problem because I get excited every time something new comes out. But, like, even us, like, take longer in between and make better quality stuff, maybe. Because, like, think about some of the... I actually liked Hawkeye just fine, but even now I'm like, oh, yeah, like, it was fine. You know?
I think Hawkeye was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked the setting. They kind of... hit this weird in-between thing where the seasons are either too long for a movie or but they're too short for a show, and like there's that weird they don't have enough like quote-unquote filler episodes to make it feel worthwhile to have a series, but it's too uneven pacing to have like a good throughput of a movie plot. So it's it's tough. I think 10 episodes is a good length for a show, and a lot of these are coming in at 6, and and you're building up these stakes and then it's over. Like it kind of ends. Like even Loki, there's only one episode left now, and I feel like it's too soon.
Just getting started.
Yeah, I don't know.
The shows that I like, though, I really like. And there's some I'm like, I'm so excited still for Agatha, whatever her show's name is now.
Yeah, hopefully they're still working on that. I haven't heard any bad news on that, other than all the title changes, which...
Well, actually, I'm really liking the idea that maybe that's a plot point.
Apparently, that's intended. Mm-hmm. Apparently. And we'll see.
We'll see. But I love it, first of all. But, so, like, I get excited for those things, but I also totally understand people being like... I know Marvel fans that are like, I can't keep up with that. So let alone, we don't watch every nerd show that comes out. There's a lot we miss, and there's a lot of other types of shows we miss, but we do prioritize Marvel.
Yeah, we've stayed up to date pretty much every weekly release Marvel show and also the Star Wars
and also shows. The Star Wars ones. But then there's other things that we do want to watch that we miss out on, and I could see if you're getting underwhelmed. Again, we're biased, obviously, but for the average viewer, who even an average Marvel fan, if you're getting underwhelmed time and again, Nick Fury.
Yeah, Secret Invasion was, like, bad.
Yeah.
There was, the first couple episodes, I was, like, really intrigued, and then it was just bad.
And see, okay, now that's one where people were like, oh, Nick Fury, I know him, I like him, I'm gonna watch it, and then they watch it, of course they're gonna be disappointed in that.
Yeah.
So, like... Why would they tune in to watch Ms. Marvel, when they know nothing about that character, but they tune in and watch a Nick Fury one, and they're disappointed? Like, that doesn't encourage the average fan to keep tuning in. And then if now the Marvels is coming out, and I'm like, oh, well, I only know one of them, and I didn't like them the first time, which a lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I go spend my money to watch
it's a tough sell. So, yeah, I don't know, but the MCU's in tough. They need a big win. I'm hoping it does not collapse before they make a Fantastic Four movie. And I hope that when and if they do actually make that Fantastic Four movie, that it doesn't suck. Because, I don't know.
You know what I think needs... Like, anyone I talk to who doesn't watch Marvel anymore, they stopped watching after the Infinity Saga, right?
Yeah,
that was an easy jumping off point. But like, they're like, I don't want to learn a bunch of new characters that I don't care about. They have too many new characters that people are supposed to be emotionally invested in.
Too many new characters, which kind of by necessity, like. So here's the other thing that I want to bring up, and you can give your thoughts on this. This rumor indicates, or. If it's true that they are quite desperate to recapture some of that Marvel magic, apparently they're in talks with Robert Downey Jr. to come back as Iron Man.
Good.
And Scarlett Johansson back as Black Widow.
For a cameo.
Now, I would say that they were probably going to come back in Secret Wars regardless, that's like in a whole alternate universe where everyone that's dead comes back, and but it sounds like it's going to be a little quicker than what they were expecting. And
I don't like forcing stuff like that either.
Well, and stuff like that, like, yeah, they're dealing with the multiverse, so they can easily write them back in, and no one's ever really dead in the comics except Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
But it kind of does cheapen everything. Previous movies, like, like this big emotional thing, Tony Stark sacrificed.
Especially those two.
I guess Black Widow also sacrificed. Yeah. as is the joke, she never got a funeral or anything. But I don't know.
That's extra interesting with the drama that Scarlett Johansson had with the release of Black Widow and everything.
I think they did patch things up there, but yeah, mm-hmm. that is a good point. Mm-hmm. And it is just a rumor. All this stuff is just rumors.
Yeah, like, and I get that.
With the strike going on, they can't actually do anything official anyways, but...
I don't know. I do think that they should do something, but... I don't know. I don't know. It's tough because I like all the Marvel content, but at the same time, I do think there. Do you think there's too much?
I could have a Marvel show going on all the time.
Yeah,
but not at the expense of it being bad.
That's kind of where I'm at.
And they've had so many irons in the fire. They mm-hmm. haven't been able to keep the quality up.
Yeah,
and they're dealing with overworked and underpaid and. Mm-hmm. Taxed like the VFX people is what I'm trying to get at. They contract out a lot of that, and with a lot of these creative differences and like plots changing on the fly, they've been asked to do all these special effects on like really really tight deadlines and
don't do that.
and then it ends up looking kind of bad mm-hmm. in some cases. There's some bad CGI like the poor people that are making it are working mm-hmm. 16-hour days and things like that.
Yeah, through no fault of theirs.
And yeah, so they've unionized and they're like saying no more of this.
Good,
and
no so, kidding.
So yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of problems. I don't know what the easy fix is.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
but
tough.
it might be a chance to step back and focus more on storyline, like good proper storyline, and build these things more as an event rather than constant.
While we're talking about this, let's talk about the shows that have connected or not with the films. There's also been specials. They could do more of that kind of stuff. Like Werewolf by Night was great. The Guardians holiday special was I really liked.
Yes, I think they can continue to do a couple of specials a year.
That's got to be cheaper for them to make too, right?
Well, and that's all this stuff has been very expensive. Apparently, Secret Invasion was like ridiculously expensive, which is very unfortunate. But
yeah, and that's the thing—they're dumping a bunch of money into something, but not taking the time to do it. So I understand turning things out to try and make money, but you're actually doing the opposite by doing that.
If you focus on the quality. People will go and see it if it's quality.
Okay, so what shows do you think have been successful? And, why were they successful?
Of the Marvel show, Marvel Disney Plus shows.
Because we're talking about churning stuff out, right? So.
Yeah. The only out-and-out success, I would say, was WandaVision.
Which was the very first one
people were excited about it.
During COVID.
It was during COVID. The mysterious hook of it really worked well with the weekly release mm-hmm. schedule. The plot of it worked really well with a weekly release schedule.
Mm-hmm. People already were invested in Wanda was a big part of it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't like Iron Man, she was better than that to me, but she wasn't a core person, but we actually still cared. She was involved with that. Mm-hmm. We weren't being asked to care about someone we had never met before.
Yeah, so that one worked really well. All of the other ones have been either, I think Secret Invasion was the only one that I was like, this is actually bad.
Yeah.
But all the other ones have been like, that happened.
We really liked Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, I really liked Loki. That happened. Yeah. And Loki has been very successful, but that's because Tom Hiddleston is dripping charisma.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Owen Wilson has chemistry with everyone. So
that's true.
It works.
Yeah, it works for their strength, basically.
But even that could be better. Like mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff that I wish they did more of, they're kind of stripping away because they don't have enough episodes. But some of the tie-ins to historical stuff that I thought they were going to focus on more, the first trailer or one of the first trailers mm-hmm. for Loki season one was showing how he was DB Cooper.
Yeah, so
and
cool.
I thought it was going to be more of like tripping through time with Loki like that, and not like doing all this complicated pretzel stuff for setting up other Marvel movies.
It's almost like they need this stuff set up, and we're not really sure how to do it. But Tom Hiddleston can do anything, so let's just get Loki to do it.
I don't know. But they probably do need to fix some stuff.
Yeah.
Is what I was
keeping doing the same thing. I'm super excited for the Marvels because I did like Captain Marvel and I really like Monica Rambeau and I really like Ms. Marvel. But so I'm like, I don't want
it looks okay. I wouldn't say I'm all that excited about it though. Like, I don't know what the plot is really, other than like what's to get excited, like it's like, okay,
is there an issue with the advertising as well, do you think?
Yeah, the advertising's not great. I get that they're entangled and they're like swapping places, which is kind of a cool hook, but like the villain looks very bland. We don't know what they're fighting for or who or why, like why is this all happening, and it's like
The coolest thing about it is the little sneak of she's calling her friend and there's a big old rainbow and like, oh, are we tying into Thor stuff now? But even then you're asking, like, I care more because I already care about these other characters. And, oh, do we get to see these characters we actually care about? Like, I don't know. I see what you're saying. But I like Marvel. I don't want to not like Marvel.
Yeah, I would... I don't know. We need another movie on the like level of Shang-Chi. Again, that was a standalone movie and worked really well.
Yeah, but again, and a lot of people didn't go to it though.
It did pretty
well. Eventually, that did pretty well. You're talking about having legs and how that's not common for Marvel. I think Shang-Chi did.
A little bit more, yeah. But no, it did fine.
Yeah.
That was still early.
That's true.
It was right after Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's true. And it was good.
It was good.
Really good.
It was good. It's like right up there with my favorite solo Marvel films.
That's saying something.
So I don't know. They need to do something to take a step back, just like Star Wars has. They took a step back from making movies for quite a while now.
Yep.
Because it wasn't working.
Yep. Don't keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. That's what they always say the definition of insanity is, right?
Okay, do you want to change the subject to something more happy, like Christmas at Disneyland?
Woo! Okay.
It's holiday time.
Okay.
Main topic.
I am so excited. Okay, first of all, if you go on the Disney Parks blog, that's where they officially always release the foodie guides, you can see some of the pictures. And I recommend, because some of these things are definitely, they exist for Instagram. So, for example, the fantastic Christmas sweater Mickey head macaron that I'm showing Brandon right now.
I'm pretty sure that, like, a solid 90% of the food at Disneyland and Disney World or whatever.
Yeah.
It's designed purely for Instagram purposes.
It's interesting because it's a fair portion, but what I find interesting is a lot of people who do like going to different parks, and most of them are Disney fans, but parks in general, always say the stuff at Disneyland actually tastes better than Disney World. And I don't know why. That's weird.
It's small. I think Disney World has more sit-down restaurants where... the quick service stuff at Disneyland is like the main feature, and
right, that is true.
And so it's just a bit better quality. You have a lot of really high-end sit down restaurants that have really good food at Disney World, and then the quick service is like an afterthought where it's just fast food to get something in your belly,
right,
kind of thing. So
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so the Disneyland Resort kicks off its holiday festivities on November 10th, which is also when the treehouse officially opens.
I did see that there was an official, on the Disneyland YouTube channel, an official tour of the treehouse. Yeah,
we should check that out, you should too if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're curious. I don't know. I'm sure it looks like a treehouse.
I'm sure it does. It
might be inspired by the Swiss Family
Maybe.
Robinson.
You know how it says that in the title.
Yeah.
And you never went on the original, but I did. The Swiss Family Robinson original treehouse.
I don't even think I went on the
Tarzan.
Tarzan. Well, I don't think I walked through the Tarzan one when I was there.
I was trying to remember if I took you through it.
Yeah.
Back in 2008.
Yeah. Ugh.
And it goes until January 7th, 2024. So before getting into the food itself, there's It's a Small World Holiday again, and the Wintertime Enchantment at Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle. They had the snow up there for a couple weeks now, actually, I think. So the lights will be going up next. A Christmas Fantasy Parade is back, Believe in Holiday Magic Fireworks is back, and World of Color Season of Light. There's also Disney Viva Navidad, which is in DCA. And there's Disney Viva Navidad, which is a festive street party as well.
You said that twice.
No, because there's like the whole thing, and then there's the street party is like its own thing. It's just
a little cavalcade.
Yeah, we saw that one.
From afar.
Yeah.
I don't think we actually...
We didn't like stand and watch it. We did stand and watch the parade in Main Street, though.
We did, yes.
Okay. Should we start DCA or Disneyland or Downtown Disney?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. You're going to tell me what you want to order.
Okay.
At Alien Pizza Planet.
Nothing.
Santa Alien Macaron. It's the alien one, and he's wearing a Santa hat.
Yeah. No.
Fair enough. Bango Barbecue, the Jingle Julep is back. This is frozen white hot chocolate, cookie butter drizzle, cocoa dusted, and finished with a pretzel rod.
Oh, that sounds like just...
delicious.
Sugar overload.
Yum.
No.
Blue Bayou has the classic Christmas chocolate decadence tart. This is new. It is a dark chocolate coffee custard with a chocolate cookie crust and holiday decorations. I'll tell you if it's new or not.
Here's the thing with the Christmas stuff. Like I said last year when we did this, it focuses too much on the desserts, which I'm not that big on the desserts. So yeah, I don't know.
Well, the new item at Galactic Grill I would really like, even though Galactic Grill food I'm kind of like not.
Yeah,
sure
I'm
about.
Like very hesitant. Yeah.
But this is just tell me if this sounds like Krista. Hyperdrive Holiday Chicken Sandwich. It's a fried chicken sandwich with cranberry orange marmalade barbecue sauce, provolone, onion rings, and arugula on a toasted brioche bun.
I mean, that sounds really good, but it's also Galactic Grill, so you never know.
That's fair. The orange cranberry parfait is back, as well as the Galactic Holiday Punch.
I think the orange cranberry parfait was popular last year.
I think so,
year.
Too.
Yeah.
So that is an orange cranberry cake with cream cheese icing and cream puffs and cranberries, and it looks very festive.
I wouldn't like it. But,
no, but I would. At the Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor, there's the Peppermint Sundae. This is new. It is peppermint ice cream with lots of peppermint. And
They had mint ice cream last year.
Yeah, they had something.
It was like
just
chocolate
a different
mint
version.
Or something.
Yeah.
Very similar, but okay.
The Hungry Bear Restaurant, always a favorite
good
thing
food
to read.
There.
Yep.
Good food there.
There's the barbecue bacon cheeseburgers back, and it is a barbecue bacon cheeseburger. This has red pepper cheese sauce. I want red pepper cheese sauce in my life.
I'm just confused as to how a barbecue bacon cheeseburger isn't on the menu all the time.
I know, right? Then there's the Teddy Bearer. That's the one who comes from the ceiling, and like back when it was Country Bear Jamboree, she's the one who came down
couldn't
from the
tell,
ceiling
yeah.
and singing there. Okay. She is the holiday funnel cake. And this is sweet espresso syrup and mocha mascarpone cream with cocoa powder topped with mascarpone gelato and ladyfinger cookies.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Like tiramisu funnel
cake.
Yeah,
exactly. That sounds really good. They always have different funnel cakes there, and I've never had one. And this sounds so, so good.
Tiramisu has grown on me. I never used to like chocolate or
I love it.
Coffee-flavored things. But now I do. Yeah. So, I don't know. Tiramisu is good.
I would be all in favor of this. And it wouldn't be as sweet. The coffee would, like, cut through it a little
bit. Yes. The espresso flavor in desserts does cut through the sweetness, which is why I like it.
Yep. There's two non-alcoholic beverages here. One is the blood orange lemonade, and the other one would be my favorite, which is the chai spiced pumpkin iced tea.
Oof.
Yum.
Blood orange lemonade does sound good.
Yeah, you can have that off the...
It would be better if it had gin in it.
The Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe. There's the Thankmas sandwich, which I would love. This is turkey breast, gravy, stuffing, and cranberry sauce on rustic bread.
It's a turkey dinner in a
exactly.
sandwich. Yeah, okay.
There's also turkey pot pie soup. Yum. It is.
Now that's a winner.
It is topped with baked pie crust pieces.
Oh,
like, it's so good, right?
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah. The ham and pineapple toasted sandwich. I would also like that. You also would not.
No pineapples for this
guy. And that one isn't available until November 24th.
Oh.
But it goes until January 9th.
Interesting.
The turkey pot pie soup and the Thankmas sandwich is from November 10th to the 23rd. So that's like they do Thanksgiving first.
Oh, okay. And then, I get you.
Then there's the chicken and bacon corn chowder. This is with the ham and pineapple sandwich. So this is from November 24th to January 9th.
Corn chowder is like a top tier soup.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And yeah, chicken and bacon corn chowder sounds really good. So that is a new item as well. So is the Mickey ornament macaron. I mean, they have different ones. This one is just a Mickey ornament instead. Chocolate cake snow globe is also new. They've had different kinds of things like that before. So those are the three new items. Snowman cinnamon roll cheesecake, yum. And Mickey gingerbread, which is super popular. The Mickey gingerbread is a limit of 5 per person per transaction.
That's a lot of gingerbread.
Well, it'd be like gifts and stuff, right?
I guess.
Or just...
Is this the one that's like the Mickey head, or is it like the gingerbread man Mickey?
I think this is the man, because it just says Mickey shaped, not Mickey head shaped.
Right. Anyway, because they do both.
Totally.
And I think the man is the popular better one, yeah. So, I don't know.
You can also get your Mickey gingerbread at Market House. Again, limit 5.
Yeah, that must be...
Yeah.
The limit 5, it must be the man.
Must be the man. Mint Julep Bar is Mickey-shaped candy cane beignets is the one. And then there's chocolate dipping sauce and a huckleberry mint julep. That is also new. Also, you can get... So I'll read that first, and then there's another new thing. A refreshing blend of huckleberry and mint with a hint of lime with fresh mint and blueberry. That does sound good. There, you can also, for the first time, get assorted Mickey-shaped beignets. So this is a mix of Mickey-shaped and seasonal beignets, and available in packs of 6. So that's something new that they haven't done
before.
That's
a lot of beignets.
Plaza Inn has a new item, which is a chocolate mint shortcake. And then they also have the holiday cake that is returning from previous years.
Yeah, so the whole mint in dessert thing, like, you have to explain it to me. Like, you know, when I'm eating my chocolate cake, I really, really want to just, like, have that taste of toothpaste in there. Is that the idea? Like, because that's what it tastes like to me. I don't get it.
I'm actually not, like, I have no problem with chocolate and mint together, but some people love it, and I'm not a person who loves it. Like, I love seasonal flavors, and I do like a peppermint hot chocolate or peppermint mocha, don't get me wrong, but, like, mint ice cream is not my favorite by any means, and I know some people just adore it, right? I'd rather have, like, gingerbread and caramel, like, those kind of flavors, or apple cider, or I'd rather have, the gingerbread is my favorite.
Some people adore it. I will right out the door it.
But I'm... Okay, this sounds really good. Rancho del Zocalo has a holiday special. Chicken tinga, beef barbacoa. I'm probably butchering these. I'm so sorry. Cheese tamale, Spanish rice, beans, and boilillo?
Bolillo?
Two L's.
Mm.
That sounds really good. That sounds really good.
I mean, Mexican food is just
delicious.
Yeah,
everything at Rancho del Zocalo is good. I don't know why I'm shocked by this.
We've never actually eaten there.
No,
not that we've gone to Disney. Well, I haven't gone to Disney that much, but...
I've eaten there.
Oh, you have.
I was much younger. I don't really remember it.
You probably just think you ate there.
Maybe. Red Rose Tavern. The Holiday Gray stuff is back. We had that.
That was good.
Yeah, I really liked it. There's also Mickey-shaped gingerbread here. And Mocha Peppermint Tavern Cold Brew. This is new. I did have a cold brew there last time, but it was over the holiday season, but it was not, like, it was a different kind.
Different kind. Mm-hmm. They've gone all in on rotating cold brews.
Yep. So smart.
It's a very popular style of drink these days.
Yep.
And they've gone all in on it. They've had different flavors, like, every month, everywhere.
It is
Disneyland.
So smart to do... like seasonal things like that, because it gets people excited about it, but you have the same base, right? The same thing, like we were talking about Hungry Bear and doing the seasonal
funnel cakes
there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So also at Red Rose Tavern, they have a new holiday punch. It is pomegranate lemonade and ginger beer with spiced coconut topper. It is non-alcoholic.
Sounds like kind of almost like a Moscow Mule then.
Yeah, kind of does. Riverbell Terrace. Oh my God. A new item. The sticky toffee pudding jar. Oh my God. I love that. Sticky, is like, oh.
Sticky toffee pudding is a very, like, so I'm not, good. I'm not, I don't have a huge sweet tooth, so like desserts aren't usually like the most exciting thing in the world, but sticky toffee pudding, pretty good. It's
so good.
Pretty good.
It is sticky toffee pudding infused with house-made pudding. Okay. There's also a new cranberry apple tart. It is cranberry apple tart with streusel with caramel sauce. Picture looks great. This sounds awesome.
Fine, fine, yeah.
I'm good with both. Royal Street Veranda has cookies and cream fritters.
Ooh.
Yum. This is new. And there's also a sweet cream cheese dipping sauce that you can add on if you want. Also new.
Don't need the cream cheese, no.
Just the straight up fritters. Mm, yep. Yum. That sounds really good. Stage Door Cafe has a holiday wreath funnel cake. So this funnel cake is with, this is new. And this has apple cider drizzle, fresh baked apples, whipped topping, and holiday sprinkles.
Oh, so it's like a apple pie.
Yeah.
Funnel cake.
Exactly. That sounds really good, actually.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
The Tropical Hideaway has Holiday Dole Whip Sundae. It is strawberry and lime with a gummy topper and seasonal sprinkles. There you go, Brandon.
Oh.
And we're not going to be there for that.
I know. Like, they do periodically have different flavored Dole Whips that aren't pineapple.
Well, they have those too.
they're always going to have the pineapple one. But, like, seasonally, sometimes they do have different flavors. Mm-hmm. Neither of the times that we've gone have they had.
Well, they won, yeah.
Strawberry and lime sounds really good, though.
It does. Well, it's red and green. It totally makes sense. Yeah, so that's new. At Troubadour Tavern, there's also a new item, and this is the Celebration Potato.
Mm.
It is pulled smoked turkey, whipped cream cheese, stuffing, cranberry sauce, gravy, and fried onions, like in a big potato. That sounds really good.
If I could say no cranberry sauce, that would be very good. They do stuff potatoes there at the Troubadour Tavern all the time, and they're huge.
What a good bang for your buck!
Yeah,
like
fill you up. Yeah. And they're not like super. Like, I mean, still Disney prices, but it's not like crazy expensive.
Right. Okay, I want to run through the churros carts here because that's next
on
my
churros.
List. So at Small World Promenade in Casey Jr.
Churros!
I failed. I'm so sorry.
I came in there and saved you at the last minute.
Okay, so at Small World Promenade and the Casey Jr. Circus Train, gingerbread churro with butterscotch dipping sauce. Hmm. That sounds so good. That is new. The new one, it's also new what they have at Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. How about a chestnut churro?
Are they roasting over an open fire?
Must be.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, all the churros are new. They're the Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. They have the chocolate sugar churro. And you can get that with a side of peppermint chocolate ganache if you want. But there's all, and that's like the dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. Those are both new. Near the Haunted Mansion, again, new, sugar plum churro. So this is a churro rolled in tart raspberry sugar. This one comes with a marshmallow dipping sauce.
Sugar plum fairies.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, the only non-new ones on this list right now are near Sleeping Beauty Castle in Town Square, and that is the mint chip churro. Mint chip churro.
No mint for me. Nope, nope, nope.
You can also get the butterscotch dipping sauce at the Pretzels, the Small World Promenade. And you can get Christmastime popcorn, which is the buttered popcorn with M&M chocolate candies and mini marshmallows. That is near the Haunted Mansion.
People like to sprinkle M&Ms and stuff in popcorn. I'm fine with them.
I don't feel like I'm missing out if I don't have it. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
The pretzel near Star Tours is a return of the toffee pretzel, which was like super popular.
Which looked really good last year, and it. Yeah.
So the last thing in Disneyland before we jump over to DCA is at the Candy Palace and the Candy Kitchen and Pooh Corner. So there's all the candy stuff. I'm going to run through these very quickly.
Yeah.
This is not our thing.
I'm not going to comment on these. I'm just going to...
Most of them are new, but not all. Okay.
I'll take a little nap here.
Fair enough. Mickey Christmas Lights Apple. This is the caramel apple. There's a holiday Mickey cake pop. There's a holiday tree cereal treat. Looks super cute. It has a Mickey topper. Mickey a topper. There's the peppermint patties. That is only at Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen. Also only at Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen is there's peppermint bark. There's the mini Santa hat apple. That is a return. Snowflake apple only at Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen. That is a returning one. The mini Santa hat cereal treat. That is new. Snowman cake pop only at Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen. Holiday mini cake pop. Holiday Milk Marshmallow Wand, Mickey Gingerbread Cereal Treat, and the Peppermint Marshmallow Wand. Whew. Done.
Oh, I woke up. Yeah, no, I know. It's just a bunch not of, our can- things. Just yeah, a bunch of candy. Things. I don't know.
Some whatever. Of it really, looks really good, and some of it I wouldn't be mad whatever. At having. Whatever. Okay, on. DCA, Aunt Cass's Cafe.
Ah, yes. The has, first Christmas season yeah. for San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
So this is also where you can get Mickey-shaped gingerbread. You can also get Christmas tree pull-apart sourdough bread, a snowman sourdough bread, and the candy cane sourdough bread.
Which they used to do before, and now they're doing
it. Wasn't it. Called Aunt Cass's then, though, so it does totally different.
Totally different.
At Award it's Wieners, exactly the same. We have three new items at Award Wieners. All three are all new. Holiday Beef Dip.
Yum.
Sliced roast beef on toasted hoagie roll with fried pickles, Brandon. Provolone, avocado spread, caramelized onion, and jalapeno spiced au jus with a choice of Cutie's Mandarin oranges or Filmster fries.
Jalapeno au jus, that is a game changer. I want it. I want it in my life right it now.
Looks really good, actually. There's also the milk and cookies funnel cake fries. This is a brilliant idea. It is
that is a good funnel that is a good
fries
idea.
Topped with cookie dough ice cream, caramel sauce, and mini cookies.
Yeah, no, that's a solid funnel. They have a couple of good funnel cakes
yeah,
this year.
Sounds like. Oh. They also have a brewery purple dusk hard seltzer.
Okay.
Yum. At the food and bread cart, the Christmas tree pull apart sourdough bread, yeah, snowman one, and the candy cane one. All them.
That's just like their little cart that you can also get the breads at.
Yeah. At the cappuccino cart, you can also get the Mickey shaped gingerbread, but you can also get the salted caramel mocha bundt cake. This is a returning item from last year.
Bundt cake.
Oh boy. At Clarabelle's, though, we have some new items. The snowball hard float is cranberry pomegranate seltzer with vanilla ice cream. Cranberry sauce drizzle and a rosemary garnish. That sounds so Krista-y, it's not even funny.
I wouldn't like it, but I like that it exists because that sounds cool.
It sounds super cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you'd buy for me.
Yeah, I just it sounds like something that would be good if you liked those flavors, which I just don't. It's not for
you
me.
You don't have a problem with cranberry?
Cranberry as a drink is okay. Like
it's a drink.
I would try it, and I might like it, but it's not something that I'd be, like, super excited to try,
I guess. You could also try the Happy Holidays Hard Float, which is champagne, raspberry sorbet, and a fresh raspberry garnish.
That would be good, too, but, I wouldn't be super excited to pay $17 Fair or whatever enough. It would cost.
Now, that is only available December 17th through January 9th.
Hmm.
Really just focusing on Christmas and, like, New Year's.
That'd be the New Year. Yeah, the New Year's makes sense, yeah.
Okay, at Cozy Cone Motel 1, this is the churros one. You have a cranberry yogurt churro. Yum. I love cranberry. And a nog chata with rum chata. Yes, I'd be so happy. At Cozy Cone Motel 2, the ice cream.
Okay, eggnog. Why?
You know what? I'm actually not a massive eggnog fan, but I like eggnog flavored things. So, like, I made eggnog French toast once, and it was delicious.
Ugh. No, okay. Anyway, that's why.
Not, at the ice cream cones, there's the Christmas tree cone. This is a returning one. The churro was not, that's new. But the Christmas tree cone is peppermint soft serve with holiday sprinkles.
It's just peppermint ice cream, yeah.
Okay. Cozy Cone Motel 3, the chili cone queso. And this says chicken pesto cone. This is a returning one. Yum. It's a creamy pesto Alfredo pasta and chicken in a cone. And, Motel 4, which is the frozen cone concoctions. Ooh, a gingerbread mule. Cinnamon whiskey, ginger beer, lemon juice, and gingerbread syrup garnished with a maraschino cherry.
That would be so, so spicy. Like, it would...
You need to be drinking that in front of a fire, not walking around Disney.
That would mess with your mind.
Right.
I mean, you could go get it and then go sit in front of the fire at the Grand Californian.
Yeah, do that. That's our vote. At Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical, you can get a caramel pecan roll. Yum.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. And they also get your Mickey gingerbread there. At Flo's V8, you can get a gingerbread shake. Yes. This is a gingerbread spiced milkshake and whipped cream with a holiday bundt cake.
Weird.
Like, I get on top, maybe?
Yeah, like a garnish.
Or like a little thing. Yeah, it's like a little thing.
Little garnish, yeah. Little mini bundt cake.
Yeah. At the Hollywood Lounge, you can get a Cran Raspberry Refresher. This is new. This is non-alcoholic. You can get the Rockhouse Brewing Winter Nights Imperial Black Ale. Also new. You like black ale.
any type of beer that has Imperial in the title, that just means it's like the flavor is plussed. So you can have like an Imperial Stout and an Imperial IPA. So I would be scared of that beer myself.
Well,
but
I've got some in here you're going to like.
Okay.
Okay. So you probably wouldn't like the Seaborn Mary Cranberry Margarita, but I sure would.
I might.
You might, yeah.
Cranberry Margarita, that could work.
Yeah,
that could work.
Yeah, I think I'd like it. But how about the Gin Lavender Lemonade?
Yeah, no, that's...
That is the one I saw. Yeah, that's the winner. There's also a Smoky Hibiscus Orange Cocktail and a Shimmering Apple Pie Cocktail. All of those things are brand new. By the way, the Shimmering Apple Pie Cocktail is cinnamon whiskey with pineapple juice, sour mix, green apple liqueur, and edible gold glitter.
Interesting. The lavender lemonade, the
gin lavender lemonade.
Might be new, but they had something very similar at Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. Like, very similar, I remember.
Well, it actually sounds more springy.
Yeah.
So, Mendocino, I don't know this one. Terrace has a mistletoe mule. I've had mistletoe mules before, and they're really good.
The Terrace is where we ate.
Oh, I just didn't know what it was called.
That's where we got tables during food and wine. Mm-hmm. And during the Christmas season, that's where the kosher.
Oh, they were so much fun, by the way.
Band, they had a really great pun name, something to do with kosher.
Mm-hmm. I'll find it.
But they played like upbeat, swingy Jewish music.
Yeah,
and it was
so
hilarious.
Cool. They were great.
It was really good.
Well, these guys have a mistletoe mule. A twist on a classic meal with cranberry juice.
Mistletoe.
And agave garnished with a sprig of rosemary and a cape cranberry.
They are going in on the mules.
Yes. Well, I've had a mistletoe mule before in other places. That's literally what it's called. Or a festive mule or something with cranberry. And I love it. It is so good.
Cranberry would work really well with ginger beer.
Yeah.
Like that would be complimentary flavors. I could see it. Yeah. I could see it be good. Good.
Hmm? Mortimer's Market has the Christmas Tree Pull Apart Sourdough Bread. Smoke Jumpers Grill, we have a bunch of new stuff. And we really like Smoke Jumpers.
They have good food there as well. It fits the same niche as Hungry Bear does in Disneyland.
Also really good. Yeah.
It's the same kind of food and quality.
Comforting. Well, here we go. The Caramel Crispy Churro Shake. This is a caramel flavored milkshake with dulce de leche, crispy churro cereal, whipped cream, and a chocolate garnish. What? There are literally pieces of churro on top.
That would probably be really good. It also sounds very sweet.
Yeah. Hibiscus Blueberry Agua Fresca. This is non-alcoholic, and it's hibiscus and blueberry and lime.
That sounds super refreshing.
Super refreshing.
Again, that doesn't sound like something that's Christmassy to me, but it is also Southern California, so you would want something refreshing.
It looks very pretty. Like, the color is really
It's kind of like a cranberry punch-looking type of thing, so I guess you'd have those at Christmas parties. So, sure.
How about the Golden Road Brewing Christmas Cart Wheat Ale?
I do like wheat ale, a lot.
Well, you can have that. I'm going to have the Peach Passion Fruit Hard Lemonade. Oh, wait, this has tequila in it. I might not. But this is lemonade, passion fruit nectar, and peach syrup over ice.
I'm pretty sure all the stone fruit in there would be, you'd be okay with the tequila. Right. The super sweet peach and passion fruit, you'd be fine.
You know what you want to go to, though? You want to go to the Studio Catering Company where you get the Filipino Feast Burrito, pork belly adobo fried rice, lumpia, and a warm flour tortilla with a sweet chili dipping sauce.
You had me at pork belly.
I know. There's also a Cran Raspberry Refresher. This is a non-alcoholic beverage. At Wine Country Trattoria, we have the Spiced Apple Buck. This is Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey with apple spice syrup, ginger beer, and lemon juice. They love that ginger beer this time of year. This sounds good. This is a new churro. This is at Willie's Churros on Buena Vista Street. This is an almond churro.
Oh.
It is a churro rolled in cinnamon sugar with almond butter and with sliced almonds on top.
Yep.
That looks really good.
That would work. That totally works
good
for me.
Good flavor combination, actually.
Definitely.
So, Bing Bongs, I'm going to run through these again. A lot of these are going to be overlapped from the candy one. Mickey Christmas, I'm going to lie. I'm not going to read these again. These are literally just
the same
thing.
It's candy. You can get the candy at the candy shops.
Yep. So, this is at Bing Bongs and Trolley Treats. There are some things only at Trolley Treats.
Bing
Between
Bongs.
The two. Mickey's Gingerbread Cereal Treat is really the only thing that Oh, and the snowflake apple, peppermint bark, and peppermint patties, and the holiday tree cereal treat. So if you are in DC and you want one of those things, you have to go Trolley Treats, not Bing Bongs. Okay. At Disney, Viva Navidad at DCA, Paradise Garden Grill, tacos, gobernador, chipotle marinated shrimp tacos with pepper jack cheese, served with Spanish rice and refried beans.
Yep.
Yeah, I know you'd like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They have a couple impossible ones. There's a soup with meatball, like meatballs and a vegetable soup.
Plant-based meatballs.
Yes. Impossible. Sorry. Yes.
Impossible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had a soup like that when we from Paradise Garden Grill. I don't know if it was impossible or not, but it
might have been because this doesn't say new. Like it literally.
It must have been the same. Anyway, it was cold and rainy. It was cold and rainy, and we're like, yeah, we want the soup, and yeah, it was good actually.
Yeah, totally. Works well in a soup because then the meatball texture isn't like weird or off-putting or anything. I have no problem with vegetarian food. I don't like
fake meat.
Fake meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Fake meat is silly, but. Yeah.
But this worked really well, actually. It was very, very comforting and hearty kind of thing. I'm not good at Spanish. Achiote marinated half chicken with Spanish rice and refried beans. Mm. That is topped with a salad. There's a shareable loaded torta with chicken milanesa, carnitas, sliced ham, chorizo beans, panela cheese, onions, avocado spread, and tomatoes on telera bread with chips, chorizo beans, and a wedge of street-style watermelon. Whew. They are recommending 2 to 4 guests for this one.
Or one Brandon. Torta is not my favorite.
It's not mine either. But like with a whole thing like that, it might be good.
It sounds pretty good. What is street style watermelon? Do they like just dip it in hot sauce probably?
I'm looking at a picture of it. I can't tell, but there's definitely like flavorings on it.
Probably chilies. They like the spicy could with be. The sweet a lot, so that would make sense.
Hold on. There's a thing down here. Street style watermelon with lime juice, chili lime seasoning, and chamoy. There you go.
Yeah, chilies.
Yeah, because you can also get just the watermelon. There's a chocolate cake flan. Again, this is new, and it's flan with chocolate. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Mango candy cocktail. Yum. This is tequila and mango with chamoy and chili lime seasoning rim. This sounds really good. This doesn't sound Christmassy to me. Like, I want mango in summer. I want peppermint in.
I don't know. It's a festive margarita that's type of thing. I don't know.
And then Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has the Al Pastor pizza with chorizo beans, marinated pork, pineapple, cilantro, onions, and avocado salsa. And this goes all the way till January 22nd, actually. And then there's also the gingerbread cheesecake. Yum. Both of those things are returning. Okay. Whew, DCA. So far, what's caught your attention? Because we're going to go over to the hotels and the downtown Disney.
I don't even remember anymore, but there was one thing that I really liked.
Oh, it was the... Well, there were a few things you liked, actually.
Yeah.
But the one, the pork belly, when you told me to stop talking.
It was pork belly. The pork belly thingy sounded really good. The shrimp tacos sounded really good.
And at Award Wieners, the sandwich that had
That's what I was thinking of. The beef dip with the jalapeno au jus. I really, really want to try that.
That sounds really
good. Unfortunately, I will not. Unless you make me some
jalapeno au jus. Oh, I thought you were like, unless we go to Disneyland.
No, we're not. No.
Okay, so at DCA, there's the cookies. You can get a holiday cookie box that has 2 milk chocolate dipped Mickey shaped cookies, 2 raspberry filled cookies, and 2 sugar cookies with festive sprinkles. There's macarons. There's lots of cookies, poinsettias, gingerbreads, and so on.
Yeah, they have that little pop up cookies shop. Exactly. But yeah.
There's also a Kwanzaa sweet potato loaf, a crisp rice treat. The new items are holiday cinnamon buns and hot cocoa cookies. Yum. There's coffee with liqueur, eggnog with Bailey's, chocolate chip cookie shot with milk, a gingerbread cookie shot with milk. That's new. Red velvet cookie shot with milk. Also new. Chocolate chip cookie shot with liqueur. There's a lot of... I'm not going to read all the options.
Yeah.
A cookie shot with cognac and a cookie shot with...
Shots, cookie shots.
Okay, so that's like your cookie little stand there. Also, you should probably go check out the Gingerbread House. I've seen some... Lots of people being like, oh, I'm excited.
The lobby at Grand Californian at Christmas time is very lovely.
It's beautiful.
And then they have the carolers with the bells
and the fire
and then the roaring fire. It's very beautiful. Nice.
It's so nice.
It is very nice.
Yes. Okay, so Downtown Disney. Ballast Point Brewing has a butternut squash salmon. This is a skin-on pan-roasted salmon with butternut squash puree, sauteed quinoa, pomegranate sherry reduction, and arugula salad. Neither of us would like that.
No, that sounds way too frou-frou for a brewery.
There are very few things where, like, either you nor I would like it. Yeah.
Yeah, we cover the bases pretty well between the two of us.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I would taste it, but I don't really like butternut squash that much.
And I don't eat salmon.
And I don't like quinoa.
Yeah.
And the pomegranate sherry reduction.
It would be so small, you wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But not. Yeah,
you
not.
Would like the arugula salad garnish.
I do like rocket, yes.
Beignets expressed, I would like, you would not. This is a maple bacon glazed beignet. You just wouldn't like bacon and beignets together.
No.
Yeah, I know. California churro has the peppermint hot chocolate churro. Both the beignets and this churro are new. They have had peppermint before, but I guess it's because it's chocolate, maybe? I'm not sure. At Kayla's Cake, I don't know, gingerbread macarons. At Marceline's Confectionery, basically all of those candies.
Yeah.
But those.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of them, not all of them, but most of them.
Candies.
Yeah. At Naples Restaurante and Bar, they have the traditional chia chair. I'm so sorry. Italian bow tie cookies. So traditional Italian bow tie cookies. Yum.
Okay.
There's the Bah Humbug cocktail. Peanut butter whiskey, white creme de coco, green creme de menthe, and a half and half dissolvable holiday message, which I'm sure says Bah Humbug.
Bah Humbug.
This sounds really good, except I would actually be nervous about it. I love peanut butter and cocoa flavoring and stuff. A whiskey,
this
I don't know.
This is the second time I've heard of peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah. What is going on? Why is Naples crabby? Because their other cocktail is the Scrooged cocktail. This is peanut butter whiskey and eggnog topped with holiday sprinkles. I'd probably be more likely to try this one.
Well, maybe it's the Scrooged cocktail, like, after he's been visited by the spirits.
Maybe.
And he's like happy about Christmas now.
Could be.
Yeah.
At Splitsville Luxury Lanes, there's the peppermint hot chocolate. This is new. And this is only available in December, from the 1st to the 31st. The Winter White Cosmopolitan is not new. This is, and it's available the whole time. Vodka.
No, it's new.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. It is new. I don't know why I missed that. But it is available the whole time. Vodka, orange liqueur, elderflower liqueur, yum. Lime juice, simple syrup, and white cranberry peach juice. I would really like that.
That sounds really good,
actually. That sounds really good.
That's a cool way to make a Cosmo, like, festive.
Yeah.
And
just going to screenshot that to make that sometime.
Yeah, were you going to find
elderflower liqueur? That's a good point. Okay,
we're not stocking up on simple syrup and all that.
But... And elderflower liqueur,
yeah.
No? At Tortilla Joe's, there's the Santa's Margarita for Two. This is new. Blanco tequila, peach liqueur, raspberry liqueur, cranberry juice, and sweet and sour, garnished with a white sugar rim and fresh cranberries. Yum.
It's a... cranberry margarita,
yeah,
basically.
But for two,
a fish bowl. It's a fish bowl, but yeah.
So novelties available throughout the resort now: Chippendales holiday straw clip, the Christmas parade reindeer sipper, the reindeer.
Oh, they brought that back.
Yeah, love
that's
it.
Cool. That's cool.
That was one that I was like, this is really cool. The gold musical rotating tin. That's also a returning,
yeah,
isn't it?
They brought that back too.
Very cool. Holiday Kermit straw clip.
Oh, it's like the from the Muppets Christmas Carol.
He's holding his presents. That sounds
He's
sweet.
Like, it's one more sleep till Christmas. Yeah. He's got his legs and everything.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's the one I want. There's also the holiday Olaf bottle topper. There is a holiday popcorn bucket. This is like your basic one. That's
oh,
just
yeah,
the
just your
season.
Like little plastic bucket. Yeah.
There's the holiday stainless steel tumbler. We've got one from last year.
Really solid tumbler.
Yeah,
like, literally, like,
yeah.
You could be a murder weapon if you...
I was shocked by the good quality of that, actually.
Yeah.
The holiday swizzle stick, and those are available at a bunch of different places. There's the holiday travel tumbler, so this would be, like, the plastic version of it, I'm guessing. The Mickey Mouse-shaped peppermint glow cube, and the Mickey green glitter jingle bell glow cube that is Mickey-shaped. Those are both.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. They usually have a jingle bell glow cube.
Yeah, there's also a red one if you prefer. Mm-hmm. There's the Mickey Mouse toy soldier bucket.
Oh, that's pretty
cute,
actually.
That is really cool. Yeah, I really like that one. And yeah, that's it for those types of things.
Oh, I thought I had seen a picture of a Donald Duck sipper where he was in a Christmas tree, kind of like his candy corn one, but maybe that was from a different year or something. Hold it's on. It's not in the foodie guide, so I don't know.
Now, that doesn't mean that, like, we've seen different sippers and popcorn buckets and stuff like that come out, though, right? So, don't know. That haven't been in the guides. Yeah, right now it just says reindeer.
Yeah,
Oh, hold on. I see what it is.
Yeah, that's... I did see a picture of that.
I wonder why it wasn't on the list.
I don't know.
Huh.
Anyway, that's kind of cute, too. people really like Donald and when he's like dressed up like things like that.
It's really cute. Oh, okay. Disney shared a sneak peek at a new Donald sipper coming to Disneyland for the holidays, but didn't give any information. The idea is he's supposed to match the Halloween candy.
Yeah. It looks, corn, it's Donald the same sipper. Shape and yeah. style as the candy corn.
So basically
one. It's just a Christmas
this,
tree.
So basically the picture was like released with an oops and then it didn't make it onto the thing. So maybe there were issues with it or something. I don't know. But yeah, definitely not.
Supply chain issues.
Could be.
Yeah.
Any of these things stand out to you? Or any overall thoughts about any of this stuff besides the fact that I should have that Kermit?
I do like that, but the clip things aren't like that exciting either. So I like that they're still trying to keep the Muppets alive a little bit.
Yeah, and at Christmas especially, right? Like, they had a few Christmas specials, but literally the Muppets Christmas Carol is, like, that is probably my most beloved Christmas movie.
It's very good.
Yeah. Last weekend, you were, like, singing a song from it.
No, I wasn't.
No, you were, though. I heard you.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It wasn't even Halloween, and you were singing a song from Muppets Christmas Carol.
It was snowing, so.
Yeah, this is why. anything to add from any of these guys?
No.
All right. I'm not going to make you invent a drink. Do you have one in mind?
No, because we just talked about
there
a bunch
so many
of
drinks.
Them.
Yeah. So contact us on our social media or through our website to chat or just say hi or suggest any topics you want us to talk about. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. You can also find links there to our social media accounts, our email, as well as our recommended episodes to listen to, with links. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should. You definitely should. We're in November now, which means we're getting up into holiday season. Like I said, we're skipping next week. The week after, we're going to talk Loki. Then we're getting into holiday season stuff.
Like what?
We'll see.
Oh. That means you haven't decided yet.
that is what that means. But if you have left us a review in the past or you do in the next few weeks, we will send you a Christmas card. Just send me a message and to make sure I have your address and I will get one in the mail for you.
Very festive.
It is very festive.
And jolly.
Plus we have cute kitties on them.
The spirits did it all in one night.
They can do anything. Plus you want to see our cute little kitties in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Trolls!
I failed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I came in there and saved you at the last minute.